darkness is your ally. You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it.
Pete, your Bane impersonation has improved out of sight.
Yeah, I've been practicing.
It's not bad. You know what?
After having played that, I realized how far from Bane I actually sound like. I'm going to keep practicing, though. I'm going to keep practicing.
I'm so happy that you've realized that.
Oh, the Wilco Show featuring Pete.
Oh, I forgot. You didn't even play the intro. Oh, was that the intro?
That was piano. The intro. That was the intro. Okay. No, I might give the piano a rest.
Good. Mate, we went live on Instagram. You went live on the wrong account from my phone.
Yeah.
This is why I shouldn't. I give you a little bit of tech leeway and you go and do something like that.
You know I shouldn't be trusted.
Yeah, but you know, you beg me for it. Like, I get a third mic. We record one episode. You have not only broken the entire setup of it, but you've also dropped it on the floor.
I've broken the stands. I've now broken the stands on two of the three mics.
And dropped it.
Yeah, but I caught it with my foot. Do you know the most satisfying thing is like dropping your phone or like fumbling something and then just before it hits the ground and smashes, you get your foot under there cradle the fall and then nothing happens. I did that once when I dropped a knife and cut my foot.
Why'd you do that?
Yeah, because it was a reaction. It's like, oh, I've dropped something. Oh, get your foot there. Ah, I'm dead.
Well, you're not dying.
Yeah, I know, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. Let's talk about the phone thing. We covered the broken phone extensively. It was a big crowd hit. I think we got 7 likes. Did you or did you not, 2 days later, break your new iPhone?
So here's the thing. So I smashed my phone on Saturday night, right, regrettably. And then it was completely inoperable. And so on Sunday, I went to Apple.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, yeah, we reckon we can just fix the screen. You know, it'd be $210 or whatever. But
oh, you're going to put old mate in the shit here.
Who's old mate?
The guy at Apple.
Yeah, well, Apple aren't listening. I mean, okay. Steve Jobs isn't listening.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Pete, are you fucking kidding?
What's his offsider's name? Tim Cook or something?
Tim Cook's not listening. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Yeah. Anyway, I go to Apple. Turns out that it was smashed beyond repair. And then so I got a new phone, but they fucked up and only charged me for the price of repairing the screen. Anyway, that was Sunday. At about 5 a.m. on Tuesday morning, I dropped my phone, getting into my car, and smashed the screen on my new phone.
It's astonishing. Like it,
I just can't have nice things.
Why? Yeah, okay.
How are you?
Look, I'm pretty good, mate. I'm just going through the message. I'm trying to find where you tell me that you...
No, it's not important.
All right, I'm pretty good. We went live, and we got some good questions coming in.
Yeah.
Right? Took a while. Mainly because you went on an Instagram account that has 20,000 followers rather than anyone else's.
Yeah,
you had one viewer.
No, I had 9 in total.
Oh, in total. Yeah. All right. Let's go. Best pickup lines.
How crass can I be?
I think you'd be crass. I've never used one. And I feel that you've used
I've used a lot, right? But not for any other reason than just to be funny.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think pickup lines are even a thing. It's just a way to break the ice.
Someone
it's just a way to break the ice.
Who's like, that's worked.
Okay. I'm going to give you a pickup line and then I'm going to touch on another point.
Okay.
When I was just out of school, a friend of mine and I used to bet each other $2, right? So like a nominal amount of money to go up to a girl that we didn't know and say, hey, you have a really nice chin. No, I can't finish this. I can't finish it.
You got it now. You're in. Okay. Now I'm intrigued.
I can't do it.
Yeah, I think you're
in light of who listens to this, I can't do it. Okay.
Mate, you have a really nice chin. Dead guy.
You have a really nice chin. It'd look even...
Oh, Jesus.
I can't do it.
I don't even think you need to complete it, Pete. Are you serious? How many slaps did you get?
A lot. Anyway, and then...
When you were young, immature, and you...
Have you read The Game?
No.
The book, The Game,
no.
by someone Strauss.
It's Daniel Strauss?
No, not Daniel Strauss. Oh. It's about like the art of picking up and this guy
that teaches
people how to pick up. And it's all like about peacocking and negging and all this sort of stuff.
Making people feel bad.
No, it's like you go to a group, right? There's 6 people standing around talking. One of them is the girl that you're interested in. Mm. You talk extensively to the 5 other people and you give her nothing.
Why wouldn't you just go up and say, hey, I really want to talk
and
to
then
you.
Another one is, which is a thing, another thing that me and mate used to do is, like you're out somewhere and you go up to a girl.
I feel you
girl
could have just gone, a mate used to do this and not incriminate.
Yeah, no, this guy, I once read about it in a book. You go up to a girl and you go, oh my God, are you okay? And they're like, oh, what do you mean? You go, oh, you know, you were that girl that fell down the stairs earlier. Like, you just want to make sure you're okay. And she's like, oh, no, I didn't fall down the stairs. It's like, it's okay. It's okay. You don't have to be embarrassed. You don't have to be embarrassed. And then you just go from there. That's a neg. Or it's like, oh, geez, your shoelace is undone. You've got to sort that out. It's just things of that nature. Not like, oh, you look terrible.
Can't imagine why you were single not gonna from work. 18 to 25, yeah. Pete.
Yeah, I really exhausted all options.
Okay.
In terms of pickup lines. But you should read the game. It's really fascinating.
You said that was going to go into another story, or was that the story?
No, the game was the next story. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Heroes.
You go. Let's alternate first goes on questions.
Are we doing superheroes?
Do you know what we don't do enough?
What's that?
We don't both answer the same question. You know, you ask me a question, I give an amazing answer that everyone's interested in, and then you don't get the opportunity to answer it.
Yeah.
So, pickup lines? Anything? No. Even just one you just know of that's funny?
No.
Nothing?
No. Not one.
Right. Okay. Next question. Heroes.
Are we talking superheroes or what?
I mean, it's open to interpretation.
I have no time for Superman. No time. I like Batman. I like Wolverine.
Do you know what? I feel like, yeah, but Superman's got it. He's got it all. It's too much.
Yeah. Like, Batman's just a rich
like,
playboy.
Oh, this substance called kryptonite, which, you know, which doesn't exist, is the only thing that is his weakness. Mm. Like, the guy can fly.
What do you reckon if he got kicked in the nuts?
You would. What do you mean? You'd try and kick him in the nuts and he'd already be in Antarctica saving someone from falling down a river.
I feel it's frozen there.
Yeah, but some of them aren't. But do you know what I mean? It's like, I totally agree. Batman's a way better superhero. Spider-Man.
Yeah, but no. I really like superpowers. I like Batman because he's a rich playboy.
I had Spider-Man.
He has no special powers at all.
I had Spider-Man stuff. Like, I covered all of my school books in Spider-Man Contact in year 12.
Oh, my.
It was my thing.
I was going to be like year 2.
Yeah. But I contacted all of my books and folders in year 12.
That was hard to do without the bubbles.
Yeah,
you have to run over without the bubbles.
With
you got
a ruler.
Yeah, you got to pop them.
Oh, you got to pop them.
Yeah,
there's always bubbles, mate. You get a pin and you pop them.
You don't get the ruler and try and squash them out.
Yeah, but you still can't get them all.
Someone would have.
What other superhero? So there's a whole lot of modern. There's like a whole lot of modern day superheroes.
Tom Boonen.
No, he's an actual person.
Yeah,
I'm not done with like comic book ones yet. That I don't know about. You know what I mean? Like Marvel are making movies out of shit that I have no idea about.
Yeah, but they're all out of the comics though.
Yeah, I know. But it's like you have your main. You have your like your tier one superheroes, your Batman, your Spider-Man.
Superman.
Is
the Hulk a superhero? Oh my God.
No,
astonishing
the Hulk
Stop. Halt. You haven't seen Deadpool, and that is an absolute disgrace.
I don't reckon I'm the only one that hasn't seen it. I think I'm not the only...
I think you are the only person.
I'm not the only one that hasn't seen it.
It's one of the funniest movies ever created.
Is that Ryan Reynolds?
Yep.
I like Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, he's good.
Van Wilder, for him, that's as good as it gets.
Deadpool.
Nah.
It gets better.
I'll watch it one day.
No, okay. Best apps on your phone. What do you use the most?
Expensify. Yeah, I use Expensify a lot, but only when it's appropriate. The meter parking apps
best.
In the city have revolutionized
yep.
the world.
Yep.
It's incredible.
Yep.
If anyone doesn't have it, it's called Paystay, and I suppose it's only appropriate for those that are parking frequently in the city.
Yep.
Because the outer suburbs have a different one called Pay by Phone. Yeah, and it sucks.
It's not the same.
It sucks. But Paystay is remarkable. Now you don't need to carry coins around everywhere. It's the best.
It's this is a public service announcement. Okay. However, wait, there are now sensors under the pad, the parking pad, so you can no longer just park
there.
That's
not fair.
So you have to actually move your car. However, what you do is you just reverse out so the weight isn't on the thing anymore and then drive back in.
That's not fair. Okay. In terms, let's talk apps, right?
Yep.
Go to battery usage on your phone.
Yep.
Last 5 days, right?
Okay.
Instagram is using the majority of my battery power.
My battery usage.
Go to last 5 days.
Instagram, 38%.
Ooh, I'm 26%. What else you got?
Twitter, 13%.
I've got phone.
All right, this is mine. Ready?
Instagram. Home and lock screen.
Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, podcasts, messages, home and lock screen, and Snapchat.
I've got Instagram, phone, home and lock screen.
That's just when you're waiting for a
message.
That's
why my screen's... Yeah, it's just that's me checking my phone and nothing being there. Repeatedly. God damn it. Facebook and music. I'm listening to some hard trance.
What's the bottom one?
Oh, good. I've got out of it. Hold on. Mail.
Same.
But
I use a different mail thing.
All right. Whilst we got your phone handy, go to messages. Let's talk frequently used emojis.
Okay. What do you got? Now, explain to everyone who's tuning in. On this, it is...
Yeah,
left-hand bar,
left-hand
top
column
to bottom
column. It doesn't run horizontally; it like runs everything else. Vertically.
Okay, what's yours, Pete?
Top left for me.
So the most used.
Most used is the kissing face with the love heart coming out of the mouth.
Someone's been sending messages. What have you done?
Second for me is the guy greasing someone off, like straight mouth, straight eyes.
So you're loving someone and really hating someone. Yeah, it's like I love you, didn't reply, and it's like what the.
Number three for me is like the warm smile, like smile with the blushing cheeks.
Oh, this is like a story of your life.
Yeah. This is a real roller coaster ride. The fourth one is the sad face, like the really, really sad
face. You're
really
going up and down.
And the fifth one is the chicken.
Why? Which one?
The little baby chick, but not the one in the half shell.
Oh, the little baby chicken. Yeah. Okay. That's weird. Man, I'm so optimistic in here. The number one is the laughing emoji, tears.
I do send you a lot of funny stuff, so that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, no. Next one is a double hands up, like, ayo.
Yeah, like someone... I'm sending you a lot of stuff, and you're like, love that!
No. And then the fist pump.
Yeah, again.
That's more of a punch to your face. The next one, interesting, first time. Next two are first time, actually. It's the on with the double arrow.
Oh, yeah.
And then finally, the last one is the party emoji.
Oh, like what you send someone for their birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
Very interesting. This is going to be a regular segment.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
I can't because really I feel it. Like do you throw we up should in do it mouth? Once a week.
Do you throw up in your mouth a little bit?
We should do it once a week.
Yeah. It's interesting. Mine is so much really happier than yours.
Are there any other metrics that we can analyze on the phone?
That we can go through?
Yeah. Okay. I got a really good one.
Yeah.
All right. This was done at...
Pete, I'm not even recording.
Shut up.
No, I'm kidding.
What do you mean? That's not funny. That's not funny. Because I can't... I mean, I feel like... Okay. I got a new one.
Yeah.
Type into your phone. And everyone can do this at home, right? This is fucking hilarious.
Okay. I'm glad you're not swearing for your boss's kids or listening.
I'm going to stop swearing. Sorry. Type into a message, right? An empty message. All I want for Christmas is... Right? For
Christmas is...
And then... Using the auto cue text, right? Pressing on the middle one, which is the number one.
How many times are pressing? Let's say 10.
No, more. It just gets funnier and funnier.
Let's just do 10 and then we'll read it out.
Okay, we'll do 10. All right. You ready? All right, counting, all right?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
All right, you go. Oh my God, this is fucking... Okay. All I want for Christmas... is to get a follow back, please. Follow us all. Mate, that is legit. That is absolutely legit.
This all actually, I want for, it's like AR. Like it's picking what your brain's going to do.
Go.
All I want for Christmas is to get my birthday tomorrow morning and I can do.
Mate, it's very, very funny. Incredible. It shows you how smart. This shows you how smart the phone is, right?
We're doing that with every guest.
Every
that's
guest.
Be one of the first
segments. Clemmy.
He's cooked, mate. I don't know if I want to see what's going on in his phone.
Oh.
All right. That's good. Mitch. Someone commented on Mitch. Haven't seen Mitch. Mitch hasn't been. Oh, he was in yesterday's, actually. Or what was that? Fridays.
Yeah, we need him back. You know, the people want to hear
mics.
More of Mitch.
I reckon we get three mics. Mitch can come back.
We've got three mics.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a one. And
we've got two and a couple half of others.
Okay. Worst movie you've ever seen?
Failure to Launch.
With...
Matthew McConaughey, Sarah Jessica Parker. I walked out of the cinema. It is, to date, the only movie I've ever walked out of the cinema.
I've only ever walked out of one, too, and that was Superman.
Which one? Like modern day Superman?
The first of the reboot.
I haven't seen that.
No.
Really? That's the worst movie I've ever seen. Failure to Launch is fucking horrible. Oh, sorry. It's really bad.
It's, okay.
But, having said that, I do love Matthew McConaughey. He's my hero. Yep. All right? You want to talk about real life heroes? Matthew McConaughey is my hero.
Right.
Have you seen the speech that he did?
Yeah.
where he's like, you know, the three things that he's grateful for or whatever. Mate, what a man. And he's a good looking man. I'm not, you know.
Nah, he's very good looking.
Comfortable saying that. He's a very good looking man.
Very good looking man.
And he's just a legend.
Yeah.
Doesn't make a lot of bad movies. He made Failure to Launch.
Yeah, I'm going to go back and watch that, I reckon.
He doesn't make a lot of bad movies.
Yeah, okay. My one, I don't get why, predominantly females, She's the Man.
Oh, I love that movie. Oh, no, I'm thinking of... Oh, yeah, no, that's the one with where she pretends to be her brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Okay.
Do you know what else is good? She's All That.
Oh, shit.
With, what's the chick in that?
How do you not like Failure to Launch?
Who's the chick in that? She was also in, oh, no, wait, I'm thinking of She's All That.
God, you're an idiot.
What's her name?
I don't know what her name is.
What's her name?
I don't know.
It's just Laura...
Pete, why'd you send me a message saying all I want for Christmas is to get a follow-up, please? Is that meant to go to me?
Yeah.
Okay. Dabbing. Where's dabbing come from?
Again, this is like, I'm sick of it. It's bullshit. It's not a thing. We talked about this before and it sucks.
Okay. So we're going to move on.
No, I don't want to move on. Okay. I don't understand why. Like, you know what? This is a bigger issue.
Okay.
This is a bigger issue. And I put it in the same boat as the world just making a whole lot of stupid people famous at the moment.
Like this podcast.
Like Cash Mouse, how about that?
Mate, she's going to make a fortune.
That chick.
She's 14.
Oh, is memes next?
Yes.
Okay, because have you seen the meme where she's like, richer than all you pheasants? And then there's a photo of a pheasant with a speech bubble saying, I'm so poor. I wish I had more money. Right, I'm putting that up. Pete's meme of the day.
All right, while you do that. Instagram or Snapchat? I feel Snapchat's your calling, mate.
You've I do cooked nothing Insta. On Snapchat.
Yeah, but no one likes you on Insta.
Unless Snapchat are rolling out a filter where it makes you, where it just puts your eyes and your mouth on a dog. I'm not interested. I'm actually not interested. The meerkat one was good though.
Okay. What's your favorite dress up costume?
What have you done, mate? Jesus. Sorry. dress up costume. What's wrong?
No, I think.
I love dress-up parties.
Me too.
Do you remember, what party did we go to where it was like, not Miami Vice theme, maybe it was Miami Vice theme.
I don't know.
Do you remember? And we had like afros and big gold chains.
Andy Naylor's
birthday party or something.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool.
I love dressing up.
Yeah.
The best dress-up theme I have ever experienced, right? And this will be the same for all of my life. Low rotation clothing items, right? So something you own,
mm-hmm. That you don't wear,
that's
often
in the back of the cupboard, you never wear it, and you're like, I can't believe, why do I have this? Why am I keeping it? Why am I throwing it out, right?
Okay.
So you get like these fucking ridiculous you get these really ridiculous jumpers and just items that people, and because you know, like with a dress up party, everyone's wearing stuff they don't own. So it's not, you can't judge them for owning it.
Yeah.
Whereas at a low rotation item party, can you talk me through buying that jumper?
I feel your low rotation would be what normal people wear a lot.
Nah, mate. Do you know what? Do you know what was the piece de resistance for my outfit?
Yeah, what's that?
A belt buckle, right? That was an LED screen. And you can program it. I've still got it. You can program it to scroll whatever you want, writing.
Where have you got this?
I got it so long ago. I used to wear it to the club.
What club?
Seven. Every week I used to wear it.
Did you get bashed out of front of Seven?
Yeah. But I wasn't wearing the belt at the time.
Did you just do like the belt, like help?
Oh my God, reprogram it.
Call 000.
Nah, I used to have some, it was shameful what I had written on there.
Really? Oh, Pete.
It was bad. I think mostly I just had P. Diddy scrolling. All night.
Not the Dazzler.
I wasn't the Dazzler back then.
You're still not the Dazzler.
I am the Dazzler now.
Mini Coopers. Would you ever own one?
No.
Me neither.
Although the JCW, like the tuned Mini Cooper is pretty cool. But nah, do you know why? I actually don't mind it as a car, but the interior sucks.
They still got those big round.
Yeah, it's
things.
Shit. Nah, you know what? I've never owned it. Even if you gave me
throwing
one.
Throw the pen down and you wouldn't drive it if you give them one.
No.
So they cross them off the extensive sponsor application list that's come in.
A Mini going to sponsor us?
Yeah.
No, we need someone cooler than that. We need like McLaren or something.
Is it because you're wearing a Mercedes hat?
Yeah, I'm in Mercedes.
All right, doppelgangers.
I love a good doppelganger.
Who have you got?
You go first.
I used to get... Okay, here are my two from back in the day.
Who do people tell you look like?
I used to get... With a hat on, I used to get Andy Roddick a lot.
What?
Yep. Mate, don't fucking shoot the bloke that's just telling the story. I'm not saying it. The other one I used to get at school was Stephen Stifler.
This is... did you go to...
Don't mock blind people.
What? I didn't say anything.
Mocked a dead person so far in this episode. Hey, mate, I'm don't shoot the messenger.
Well, you're hanging out with idiots.
I hang out with you.
Damn it. Yeah, but I've never said that.
Wow. Anyway, what was yours, sir?
Okay. This is no word of a lie, right?
Here we go.
I've been told... No. This is no word of a lie. Yeah. And this is not a setup.
Okay.
I've been told that with a hat on, I look like Andy Roddick.
You kind of do. That's unbelievable.
I know. I look more like him than you do.
Well, do you though?
But how? I can't believe you. I can't believe you've also said that.
That's weird.
That's fucking funny. That's really funny.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh, why? Who's calling you?
Oh, Chib. Can we get her on the podcast?
Why is my girlfriend calling you?
Can we get her on the podcast?
Yeah. She won't appreciate it. Oh, is she trying?
Chib.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good. You're on the podcast. You are literally live.
Just actually wondering why you're calling
Hi,
Pete.
Everyone.
Hold on. Just wondering.
Am I really?
You actually are.
Well, why are you calling Pete?
Wilco's wondering why you've called me.
Yeah, that looks a bit dodge. I can understand.
Okay,
and why was he in your phone as baby girl?
Hold on, I'm taking you off. Shit.
We're back from you talking to my girlfriend.
Yeah, so I just had to catch up on a few things.
Pete, we were talking about doppelgangers.
Right.
And how weird it was, the Andy Brody thing. What's the best doppelganger that you've seen?
Rachel's dad and Louis Theroux.
Who is Oh my god.
Yeah.
Rachel
Powell's dad and Louis Theroux.
Unbelievable.
They're the same person.
Can we nick like a picture? Can we do that?
Yeah, I'll put a comparison up on our Facebook page.
And we found it out at a dinner and I could not look at him the same.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I just wanted to keep asking him questions.
What about Jimmy and that drawing? Get that drawing up.
What drawing?
Mate. If you type life.
I didn't look at that thing.
Why? Well, why were you commenting in the group chat like you
did? Yeah, checked it out. Do you know what? A lot of times in group chats, and I reckon I'm the only one that does this. If someone puts something in, like a video or like a link or something, I just go, ha ha ha.
What if it's something tragic?
It's like, I don't know. I just based on the title, I just gauge. Or like, oh, that's so sad. Do you know what I mean? Like a lot of times I'm just not engaging in that.
Really?
Yeah. I love group chats though. When a group chat is lit
yeah.
And you're getting 40 messages a minute to work through.
I think I just tried to... Kane just tried to make one of ours lit and it didn't... It hasn't worked.
Oh, well. Yeah, Kane's not as funny as he used to be.
Kane? What do you mean?
Comedy
festival tonight, mate.
Hey?
Comedy festival.
Yeah, we're seeing David O'Doherty. Right. So he has a keyboard and he does little jingles like me. So naturally...
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
What, it's you reckon like, you're going to get on stage?
It's the Wilco Show and shit's really funny.
He does that, but he's very, very funny.
He's much cleverer than me.
What?
He's much more clever than me.
Wait, what are we having for lunch?
Acai bowls.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm going to go get a dad hat. So you're wearing a snapback.
What's a dad hat?
President
Obama. Is that like the ones that are like crumpled? Like what my dad always wears?
Yep.
There's no shape at the front. It just sort of goes, what's with that?
Yeah, President Obama wears them.
I want to make America Great Again hat.
Why?
I don't know, because I reckon they're cool.
How do you get punched right in the face?
Yeah, do you know what? You'd be at risk.
Yeah, I've got no doubt. I don't think you should be at risk, but I think you would be.
What if we got hats made that said, make Pete great again? And it had my Instagram handle on the back.
And then had like a question mark?
Yeah.
Like, sort of like, make Pete great again?
As in like make Pete great! Exclamation mark. Again!
How much do you reckon? Should we do some rotate hats?
Or just make Pete great again? Make Pete great again.
I don't think anyone would know what that means. And I'd sabotage it. Once you put your handle on the back, I'd just have the first like eight letters.
That's not funny, mate. That's not funny. Do you know what? I don't even care. I'm not in this for the social media interaction.
That's all you're in for, because I made a narcissistic joke to you the other day and you go, yeah, that's me, mate.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying the podcast?
Yeah, I'm enjoying doing it. I just wish people were getting around me a bit more.
I think, yeah. They're not, are they?
All right, you know what?
Here we go.
I'm just going to start telling people to get around me on our Facebook page.
No, what? Why?
I don't know why. Yeah, comedy festival tonight. Do you know what? I feel like I really enjoy a good stand-up act, but I know nothing about anyone else that's playing. Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean? Who else is there?
Yeah, like I know nothing about the comedy festival.
Years and years ago, I went to... You know how they have those like stand-up, like the up-and-comers and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I went to a bar in the city and I saw Hannibal Burrows. Before he was famous. And then I think he did some shit on a talk show and got in heaps of trouble and got really famous.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know what's like... I don't envy stand-up comedians.
No, I think
very
it's
very difficult.
Hard, I would think.
And when it goes bad, it goes really bad.
Yeah, you really got to pick your thing here. Pete, who are you messaging while we're on the phone?
I'm writing on our Facebook page.
What are you writing?
I'm saying you guys need to start getting around me a bit more.
Can you say from Pete?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it come up from my thing?
No.
Or does it come up from the page?
Yes. That's why when you're going through and liking all the content, you're actually liking it as the page.
I'm liking, like, so the Wilco show featuring Pete is liking their own posts. I thought I was liking it.
No, it's not you, mate. I can't believe I gave you the tech reins to get a microphone.
It's important that we're both contributing.
You're not contributing shit.
I just posted then.
So tomorrow, I'm going to do nothing.
Sundays are for nothing.
Yeah, I might go to the movies. No good movies coming out, mate. Nothing. Not one.
You know what you should watch?
What's that?
Inception.
No. I don't really want to
watch. I'm going to watch Inglourious Basterds.
Great movie.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, what? You don't watch it together?
No.
Okay. You know,
because I reckon you'd be the sort of person. I'm not sure we've ever watched a movie together.
No,
because I reckon you'd be the sort of person that's like, long. Oh yeah, this bit's great. This is when this happens, and I'm like, well, why don't you just let me watch it?
Well, you'd be sitting there going, oh, can't believe I've never watched a Tarantino movie before.
I have. I've watched lots of Tarantino
movies
before. Inglourious Basterds.
You just never seen that.
No, sorry, not that. Kill Bill.
Okay, Kill Bill. That's got creepy music. Talk about Kill Bill for a minute.
Do you know what? I had a massive argument the other day about what the score to a movie is.
Mm.
And it's more than just music.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I was like, the score to a movie, when you say score, I'm thinking Hans Zimmer doing Armageddon or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, really sort of dramatic, big ballads. You know what I mean? Really get you fired up.
Yep.
And I was having an argument with someone about... horror movies, like the all the noises, like
so is this,
you know
is
what I mean, like all
Aladdin?
That sort of shit. No, that's Psycho.
Oh, never seen it.
Oh my god. That's also a score. It doesn't have to just be music. It's just sort of like the sound effects, everything that contributes. You know what I mean, to the vibe of the movie.
I think we've covered it before. I don't do scary movies.
Yeah, neither do I.
Yeah, terrifying.
But
I'd happily watch it without a score.
It would, do you know what? It wouldn't be scary.
No.
It actually the dramatic effect that all of those sound effects provide is what makes it scary. That's why they're there.
Having said that, I think making a scary movie would be very fun.
We should, like, the Blair Witch Project.
Well, just something.
Did you find that scary? What's the scariest movie you've ever seen?
The Bone Collector.
That's not scary. It's a drama. It's a thriller.
Maybe.
No, that's a thriller, mate. That's not legitimately maybe, not in the scary movie section.
Maybe Blair Witch or something. I don't really do that. Oh, I've seen a bit of Saw. I couldn't watch Saw. I've never watched an entire Saw movie.
Saw 1 is the scariest movie I've ever seen.
Yeah. What is it, like locked in a room or some shit? I watched like 10 minutes. I'm like, nope, I'm out.
Yeah, he's like locked in a, like a bar. It's almost like a dungeon bathroom thing. It's, oh my god, it's bone chillingly scary. That and The Ring. When The Ring first came out,
is that Naomi Watts?
Yeah.
Healed 7 days or something like that.
I don't know what that is.
You watch the movie. No.
Yeah,
you watch the movie and then you die in 7 days is what happens.
Shit, why don't you just turn the movie off?
You can't. Once you've watched it, you're dead.
The completion?
No, it's just like the movie. It's just like tape, and you put it in the VCR, and it's like it's just a well.
Surely people are like, oh, don't watch this,
and the phone rings.
Surely it's like people are like, don't watch this, you'll die.
Yeah, I mean they do, but then Naomi Watts' daughter watches it.
Why?
I don't know, because she wasn't taking of her child in a responsible manner.
Yeah, why wouldn't you put that on the top of the kitchen cabinet?
You wouldn't.
Yeah, just leave it there. Forget about it.
Destroy it.
Oh yeah, can it be destroyed?
I don't know. Maybe it's indestructible.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Imagine if you... Have you seen like the president of the US's limo? It's like bomb-proof. Like, it's indestructible almost.
It weighs, it's like a Chrysler. It weighs like 4 tons.
I think it's a Maybach.
No, it's not a Maybach.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's got... Mate, Pete's fact.
You're not going to play the intro. Oh, fuck. Mate, you got to commit to this stuff.
Okay, hold on. Pete's facts. What's Air Force One? What's the car called though? It's got a funny name like that. Yeah, it's like Road Force One or something.
The Beast.
Yeah,
it's called the Cadillac One.
Cadillac One. Yeah,
it's Cadillac. It's worth $1.5 million.
$1.5 million, and there's like a 6-inch thick steel plate along the floor, so that bombs can't damage it from beneath.
Yeah.
And it's got run flat tires.
Yeah.
And it's got bulletproof glass.
And there's 12 identical limos in rotation.
And it's got an oxygen supply that can last for like 6 hours so that he's not susceptible to gas.
Yeah. So the cabin is completely sealed in case of biochemical attack.
If he's eating a whole lot of cabbage, he's going to be susceptible to gas.
Kevlar enforced tires.
Yeah.
And the driver's window only opens by 3 inches.
Do you know what? When Obama was president, he commissioned a new Air Force One.
Hold on. The foam-sealed fuel tank won't explode even if it's a direct hit.
Yeah.
Anyway, yep. Oh, my God. Hold on. It contains containers of the president's blood in the trunk.
Yes, so they can do transfusions.
Fuck.
It's pretty wild.
Okay, yeah.
Obama commissioned a new Air Force One plane.
Yes.
That was like almost $1 billion, and Trump cancelled it. Said it was a waste of money.
Yeah.
Might be the only responsible thing he's done so far.
Yeah. Yeah, you're getting real political on the Trump thing the last couple of days.
No, I'm just dabbling in the edges of politicism.
Okay. Look how thick the door is. 8-inch thick.
Mate, no one can see what you're looking at. Hold on. I can't even see what you're looking at.
It's as heavy as a 757 cabin door.
What is?
The door.
What door?
The armored door on the limo.
Oh. I have no reference of what that... I have no idea how much a plane door weighs.
Well, I mean, you're not putting it in your backpack, mate.
Yeah, but it could be quite light.
Compared to what? The plane?
No, like a plane door, I wouldn't expect to weigh that much. So a car door weighing the same as a plane door does not fascinate me that much.
I just think you need to rethink the difference between a car door and a plane door.
Yeah, but we're talking about a component of a flying thing.
Yep.
Right? Yep. Weight is not sort of, you know, welcomed for that. So, I mean, doors are fucking tiny.
Do you know how a ship floats?
Yeah, it's displacement.
Explain.
The displacement of water.
Yeah. So the
weight of the ocean keeps it afloat.
Almost. The weight of the ship is less than the combined weight of the water it replaces.
Yeah.
Hmm. I find that really interesting.
It is interesting. It's like, do you know how an aeroplane flies? Nothing to do with the speed.
Correct. It's the air pressure over the wings, which is why it's curved on the top. Because the wind, this is very clever.
You're going to
get this wrong. No. The wind, so when it goes up over the wing, right, further to go and under the wing, but it's actually the same speed and they meet at the exact same point after the wing. So
you're
the
not,
air... Tra-
you're right. You've not explained that very well, though.
It gets sucked up, essentially.
Yeah, if you could push air at a stationary plane fast enough... It would lift off.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you explained it well, Ben.
Yeah, well, do you want me to explain the wing thing again? Because you really fucked that up.
No, I didn't. Well, I mean, mate, it's because you keep swearing in the podcast.
Sorry.
Anyway, so we got through some good... That was some pretty informative stuff we just discussed. Here we go. What about this? Do you have a favourite pen?
Nah, I don't... Yeah, I do. I actually do, but not for... I never have one for very long.
Yeah, that was my lead-in.
Like, I've always got a favorite something, right? And then for whatever reason, that changes and I get a new favorite something. Like, you know what I mean? I got given a pen at a dinner not that long ago and I love it, right? But then I know that I'll, you know, one day I'm not going to have that pen and then I'll get another, like, clicky pen or something that I'm really going to like and then I'll never go back to the other pen.
I haven't lost one. I'm pretty protective of this gold pen. It's not actual gold. It's colored yellow, really.
Is it gold ink?
No. Oh. Imagine that.
That's such a misrepresentation.
It's a really good...
I mean, I was just grown up to think that the colour of the pen the pen's outer exterior is the color of the ink. Yeah, like changing the lids and stuff. Yeah, I liked it.
No, 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 I changed the ink.
No, what?
Yeah, that was good. So like when you know, someone go to correct your work thinking it was red pen, it was actually blue ink in there. That's
clever. Do you know what? When we're famous, I'm gonna start writing stuff with a fountain pen.
Yeah, I don't know about fountain pens.
Yeah. I'm going to start writing stuff with a fountain pen.
I figure they're really annoying.
I just want to sign stuff with a fountain pen.
Hold on. You just said you didn't want a signature in the episode 2 ago.
No, I want a signature. It's just not going to be my name. I'm thinking a smiley face.
Why do you need a fountain pen to do that? I feel fountain pen, it should be your name, like in long, like, you know,
wavy writing.
Yeah. You know, like it should appear on a bill.
A what?
Like a bill, like a Congress bill or parliament bill, you know?
Or like an executive order.
Yeah. Like, yeah, buy that.
Yeah.
Coffee machine.
Yeah.
Your face just imitate to give this. Peter's just imitated him signing an executive order, and his face is like scrunched up.
I'm doing it with passion.
Yeah, executive orders aren't always done for the best, mate. We had another question that was, if you had to throw out everything that you own but could keep one item, what would it be?
Everything I own.
Everything.
What about clothing, though?
Everything. Let's say you're just wearing clothes.
Naked?
Let's just say you're wearing jeans and a t-shirt with some shoes.
And you can keep one other thing.
Yep.
My bed.
Really?
Yep. What would you do without it?
Sleep somewhere else.
Where?
I don't know. I'd probably take my bank account.
Do you have money?
But yeah, you can if you take it. But you can't.
I'll keep all my money.
Well, then what are you going to do then?
Buy shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. So it's a true question.
Oh, what would you do with 3 wishes? I'd order more wishes.
No, that's the golden rule of the wishes thing.
What do you mean?
You can't order more wishes.
Who says?
That's the golden rule.
That's the genie in Aladdin said that.
Yeah, everything I know about wishes is based upon Aladdin, which is the best Disney movie ever made.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
Don't know. I feel Disney's lost their way. I wouldn't mind a return to the bit of the cartoon.
Frozen was good.
That's like CGI though.
Moana was good.
CGI.
Yeah, I know, but that's just... Yeah, unfortunately, cartoons don't exist anymore.
Yeah, well, they do.
And they're making CGI versions
of... They absolutely do.
Yeah, but now they're making CGI versions of the stuff that we grew up being cartoons, and they suck. Have you seen Bananas in Pyjamas lately?
Yes.
It sucks.
Simpsons, Family Guy. They're still cartoons.
South Park. I know, mate. I know. I'm not saying it doesn't exist anymore.
But that's exactly what you just said. They don't exist anymore.
You know, I like to ham things up a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Pete, what else you got?
What do you know about Pokemon?
Zero.
Yeah, okay. I was talking to somebody mm-hmm. Who... This is a really uninteresting story.
God,
I don't know anything about Pokemon, but it's much bigger than what I thought.
Yes.
Like, a lot of people know a lot about it.
Yeah.
That's the end of my story. I got nothing. I just wondered, this would have been more interesting if you knew a lot more about Pokemon.
No, I don't know anything about it. I know nothing.
It does nothing for me.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a Tamagotchi?
No, my sister did though, no doubt.
Yeah, I didn't mind Tamagotchis.
Yeah.
That's it for me.
All right. Well, look, we got another podcast this afternoon, so maybe we'll go get some lunch, Pete.
Jesus Christ! Oh my God! What have I done? Oh my God! Oh my God!
Sorry. It's good to know you're paying attention to the podcast.
Yeah. All right. No worries.
Right,
been a pleasure as always.
Yes. No. The pleasure's been all yours, Pete. Thanks very much for listening. If you just listened to this one, you may have missed the previous ones. We spoke to our friend Jared on Saturday, and that was Jared's is very interesting.
Yeah, I find startup businesses that are born through someone recognizing a need for something is something I find really interesting. Oh, okay. Here's something for you. I got something for you. Yeah. All right, Cam Jones, our mutual friend.
Yes.
Actually, I've got two things to talk about.
Okay, go for it.
Cam Jones, our mutual friend, who was my friend before he was your friend. We're going to start a business, a small startup retail business.
Is this business from last year?
Yes. Okay. I'm going to document everything that Jared was talking about, like the journey and how difficult it is getting a business off the ground, the trials, the trial. I'm just going to talk about it on here, right? Okay. Well, and sure, you know what you have to do. So I want people to, you know, I want to understand firsthand what it's like, and I'm hoping at least one or two other people want the same.
I don't think anyone wants
it. Right. So sooner or later, I'm going to start talking about it. Mm-hmm. Can't give you any details just yet. And then hopefully, you know, as the podcast grows, as the podcast grows, and we become more famous, mm-hmm. You know, people will be interested in how it's going.
I don't think anyone gives a shit about that.
Okay.
Nah, you should still do it.
The second thing I have to talk about is introducing someone to a group of friends, and then the person that you've introduced to the group becoming better friends with the people that you were friends with.
That's happened to every person that you've introduced me to.
Oh, I'm so sick of that happening. It keeps happening. I don't know why that is.
I don't know. Why do you think that is?
Has that ever happened to you?
No.
It's doing my head in, mate.
What else are we talking about?
I can't. What do you mean, what else are we talking about?
Well, what's happened?
I'm often introducing people that I know to people that I also know, but my friend doesn't know.
Is this about Gero calling me all the time?
No, I'm not upset about that because I know that he likes me more than you. But I'm talking about Tommy and Riley. More specifically talking about Tommy and Riley. Oh, okay. It's happened to me a lot of other times. But they're like best buddies now.
Yeah.
What's about that? Riley was your friend.
Don't you take happiness?
Actually, it's kind of brought us closer together.
What do you mean?
You and me.
How?
Because now neither of us have those two friends. So, but we have each other.
Yeah, but I don't care for friends, mate.
You don't care if you and I are friends?
Oh, there's anyone.
What?
It doesn't really fuss me that much. No, I'm done. But what I'm saying, don't you take like happiness from like, oh, I connected those two people together?
I guess so. I mean, they're obviously happier being friends with each other than either of them were being friends with us.
Yeah, true. All right. You're going to finish on something inspirational to say, Pete?
Am I?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to take us out.
Oh,
I'm
going to take us out. What? Okay. All right. Thanks very much for listening, everyone. We'll,
we'll see you soon.
See you soon. Hear from you soon. Okay. Go for it.
Is that pause it?
No. Don't touch the tech. Make way. Here he comes. Ring bells. Bang the drum. Are you going to love this guy? Prince Ali. Fabulous. He. Ali Ababwa. Genuflect. Show some respect. Down on one knee. Now try your best to stay calm. Brush up your Sunday salon. Then come and meet his spectacular coterie. Prince Ali. It's a good intro. Okay. Strong as 10 regular men, definitely. He faced the galloping hordes. A hundred bad guys with swords. Who sent those goons to their lord? Why, Prince Ali.